You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This program originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We trust that you'll stay with us. Trust that the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast service today, and we're trusting that the precious Holy Spirit will take it and use it and make it a blessing to our congregation. I know that you love everyone and you're interested in them, and I know that Jesus tasted death for every man. So may the Holy Spirit accompany this broadcast, use it to your glory and to the good of souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now before the message, Brother Raymond Martin is singing the solo part on the selection, I Know a Man Who Can.
That's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can't take a soul that's sin sick, make it white as the snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you feel no one can help you and your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters or calm the troubled sea, but I know a man who can.
Amen.
I can't cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk again, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you feel no one can help you and your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can. Yes, Jesus is a man who can.
On this broadcast, we have the privilege of having Brother Raymond Martin, pastor of the Church of God in Shawsville, Virginia, to bring us the message, and we trust that the Lord will bless him and you as he comes to speak. Brother Raymond.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord. We trust that what we have on our heart will be a blessing and a help to you. Our scripture reading today is found in Philippians 3. We'll be reading verses 13 through verses 21. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. I'd like to speak on a topic today to you, moving forward. As we find the Apostle Paul teaching here that we need to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Jesus said to strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Dear ones, we're living in perilous times, and it is so easy for us to get involved with so many material things that will take up all of our time. But Paul has his mind made up. He not let anything keep him from serving God or from the prize he knew of in living for God. There are many rewards, dear ones, for the Christians who presses forward in this Christian race. I want to say to you today, it'll be worthwhile when we stand before the Almighty God. It'll be worthwhile serving the Lord. We are blessed today to be a part of the family of God, to be in the church of God. I'm not talking about a church building. I'm not speaking of religious denominations, but I'm talking about being born again, being saved through the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us. Paul said, I count not myself apprehended. I'm not looking ahead with doubts. I'm not looking ahead with fears of what has happened in the past. Or am I doubting the grace of God? The songwriter said, I'm pressing on this upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Then he went on to say, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer and my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to tell you, when we look to the Lord and we ask, seek his help, he's there for us, and he will help us. But we must move forward. As I've entitled this message, we have to put forth an effort to press on and move forward and let the Lord help us along the way. He'll be there in the air of temptations, in the hour of troubles that we face. He's our guide. He's one that will watch over us, one that will help us to have a victorious life. So I trust the Lord will help you today to realize that God loves you, God cares for you, and he wants to help you to make it in this time world. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. I want to tell you today, he'll be there for you, and he will help us. If we look ahead and move forward, if there's ever a time that we need to press on, it's in the day and in this hour in which we're living. Paul's also saying, I'm not living and striving in my own righteousness, but through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. We'll find that in verse 9 of the same chapter, where Paul said, and to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I'm glad today for the privilege that we can anchor our faith in one who is able to stand by us and will be with us. The scripture tells us he'll be with us even to the end of the world, so we can count on him being there. I want to tell you, when I was in sin, I didn't have a hope. I didn't have something to really look forward to. But since I found Jesus and come to know him as my Savior, I have a desire to press forward. I have a desire to move upward, for God has been so good to me. When you're saved, your life is a different life. You have to walk by faith. Believing God will give you strength to live holy and to live clean, and He will do that when we anchor our faith in Him. No, it's not through our righteousness or within ourselves in any way, but it's through the righteousness of God that is on the inside when we're born again. It puts a desire in our heart that we want to serve Him, and we want to tell the world that there is a better way. No longer, my friend, today are you at a standstill. It seems that way when we're just trying to live on our own. That's the old life. It seems like we were just drifting. We couldn't get anywhere. But when we chose to serve the Lord, when we choose in life to give Him our life and serve Him, I want to tell you, He helps us to live a victorious life. So today, folks, you're either moving forward or you're going backward. We read where the children of Israel, over in the book of Isaiah, the Bible tells us, God spoke to Isaiah and told him to speak these words in verse 2 and 3 and 4, he says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider." Then he goes on to say, "A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward." Friend, I want to tell you, you don't have to go backward. You can move forward. You can be what God would have you to be. So Paul said, "I'm not going to let this happen to me." And he didn't. He was busy in the mission of the Lord, telling the good news, telling what good things God had done for him and what he could do for others. He kept himself busy working in the vineyard of the Lord, and that's what we have to do. We can't look back, but we have to look forward and stay busy. You can't play around with the Spirit of God and be ready when the Lord comes. Jesus said, "The harvest is truly great, but the labors are few." Friend, I want to tell you, we need to be busy while we have time, while we have the opportunity, while we have the privilege to be able to reach out, while we're in good health. I'll tell you, the sooner that we turn our life over to the Lord, the sooner that we start serving the Lord, the better. There are millions of people who are being deceived today by churchgoers and false religion, and many do not know what it means to surrender their life to Jesus and be made anew or to move forward. But I want to tell you, there's a difference. The Bible teaches us, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I want to tell you, the life of the Apostle Paul was changed. He no longer was the same man. Before he met Jesus, we find he was persecuting the church. He was making havoc of the church of God. But when Jesus came into his life, there was a change made. He was a new creation in the sight of God. The old things passed away, and behold, the old things became new. I want to tell you, you have to forget about the old life and leave it behind. If you're still living the old life today and you're professing, I want to tell you, you need to change and let Jesus come in and let Him live and then live by the Word of God. As you live for Jesus, you have to purpose in your heart to obey the Word of God and to measure to it. I want to tell you today, Paul was a man of God. He was faithful to the Lord. And when there were persecution, there were trials that came, there were temptations, things that happened, but God was with him. The Bible tells us, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You cannot bypass any friend, anything, my dear ones, today in living a Christian life of what the Bible teaches. If you're going to move forward, you have to live each day for the Lord. You got to live what the Bible teaches, and you got to forget about those things that are behind. It seems like, you know, the Satan tries to bring them up to us and remind us of them. He tries to hinder us from going forward, but we have to get about those things that are behind, the things that happened. They're under the blood. Jesus has cleaned us up. He has saved us, and he doesn't remember those things against us any longer. So it's a new life, and we have to put it behind and move forward for the Lord, and measure to the what the Word of God has to say. Again, I say that this is our roadmap that will lead us to heaven if we'll follow it. But let me tell you, dear one, today one sin can keep you from making heaven your home. I realize that is not taught by everyone today, but the Bible gives us a parable of a rich young ruler. And the Bible said, Jesus told him, says, one thing thou lacketh, go sell what you have and give to the poor. He had kept the certain commandments. He had lived by certain things. But let me tell you, friend, you cannot bypass. You can't leave anything out and still move forward. You got to mind what the Word of God has to say. It'll be worth it. It'll be worthwhile. So Paul said, "I'll not look back. I'll leave those things behind, and I'm going to reach forth to learn all that I can about heaven," is what he was saying. How to get to heaven is laid out for you, my dear friend, for each and every one, but it takes some pressing. It takes some moving forward. If you have a perfect heart in the sight of God, you can only keep it that way by being zealous of working for God, being all that God would have you to be. Paul was zealous in the work, and verse 17 tells us here that he was an example. He told the brethren in verse 17, "Be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example." I tell you, we need to be an example to others, for the only Bible that some people read will be you, will be me. They watch our life. If we're professing to be a child of God, we need to move forward each and every day. Let people see that we're not going backward, but we're going forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in a time, it seems like many are the same way today. They want to go to heaven, but their time, their talents, and their mind is wrapped up in earthly things. And they pattern their life after the styles and the fashions of this world rather than working for God. But let me tell you, God is a jealous God. The Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. If we put him first, if we put our trust in him, if we reach forth, you can live a perfect life in the sight of God. You can be what God would have you to be. I realize that sometimes the devil would have us to feel like that we are a failure. Seems like we can't do all that's on our heart, all that we want to do in reaching out to our loved ones or seeing our families come in. But let's be a good an example. Let's do all that we can while we have the opportunity, while we have the privilege to serve him. The scripture tells us in that verse 15, "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." Friend, I want to tell you, God loves you. He's not going to let you go down. down the wrong road without revealing and showing you things as you go along. He shows us His love. Why? Because He cares for us. He understands us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why Peter tells us to cast our cares upon Him. As I said a while ago, we are living in perilous times. We're living in a time, seems like the devil is trying to hinder people from enjoying life, from having a good life. But let me tell you, this is why Jesus came into the world, that people can be saved. People can have happiness. People can have joy and peace. And they can live a life that is full. They don't have to go down that awful road of sin. They don't have to go down that road of destruction, the way that leads to everlasting punishment. No, my dear friends, you can be confident that the Lord will stand by you, if you put your confidence in Him, if you put your trust in Him. Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord. I want to tell you today, my friend, Jesus loves each and every one. He died for the entire world, that people can be saved. I'm not talking about as far as things out here in the world, but when I say world, I'm talking about people. He loves you, and He cares for you, and He'll be there when you call upon Him, if you'll trust Him, if you'll live for Him, if you'll move forward. So I encourage you today, my dear friend, that you'll press forward. Don't let anything keep you behind, but reach for that prize. The Christian race, the Christian way is a good way. It's a way that is joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll not find anything in this world that will compare to it. I trust the message has been a blessing to you today. We thank you for listening.
Thank you, Brother Raymond. Brother Raymond Martin bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. And now we would like to give you our mailing address, for it would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know that the program is a blessing to you. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. There you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also listen to previous broadcasts if you missed any or want to hear one over. And you can also join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our service today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Once I was found by